The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Are we back? Oh, okay. Well, how about that? I was out getting a refresher coffee, and here we are. Perfect timing, huh? Picked up and said, are we back? And didn't know because I didn't hear anything. Well, how about that? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We would be more than glad to talk to you. And right now, Lee in Towson, who's been sending me pictures here of chunks of the Bay Bridge, I'm sorry, the Key Bridge, wherever they're taking them. Lee, do we know where they're going? Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Alan. Yeah, it's, let me tell you a story real quick. Kayla and I, my daughter and I, were coming out of, we left out of Turner Station with my boat. And
yeah.
As we, came around the corner where we could see, visually see the remains.
Yeah.
I looked over at Kayla, and I see a little tear coming out of her eye, and then I got a tear coming out of my
sure.
For the two of us, you know, seeing how we fish.
Yeah.
And travel, drive over, fish, whatnot. But
do you ever take the train? Did you ever take the train across?
I did take that train.
Many times.
Maybe in my dreams.
Yeah, from Wilmington, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, it was, when we went to the ice cream store.
The one in Wilmington, right? Oh, my God.
Yeah. We get ice cream and eat ice cream down the base, and after we rode our bikes.
Mm. Right.
But, my wife doesn't even want me to talk about it, but, have you heard about the renaming of the Key Bridge?
I haven't heard any suggested names. But I have heard the suggestion to rename the Key Bridge.
Okay. And I'll leave it at that. I'm not going to go into it. It's
no.
But being the arena of what we have in Baltimore City was tearing down statues and stuff. You can
Annapolis too. Annapolis too.
And Baltimore City, where they've torn down a lot of the monuments.
Yes. Yep.
It's related to
slavery, slave owners, former slave owners. Yeah, I think Carroll, I think they tore him down in Annapolis. They took his statue down.
Right.
You know.
Apparently Francis Scott Key had a slave. So
mm-hmm. Yep.
We'll leave it at that. It was interesting to see them moving the sections and whatnot. Some of the pieces, Alan, and apparently they've got a crane there that is capable of moving X amount of tons of debris and whatnot. But
where are they taking it? That's what I want to know.
Alan, literally right over to Bethlehem Steel.
Okay.
Over there's, I'm not sure what... You know, every one of those piers and strips has a number, but they're putting it on the shore. They're breaking it apart, And apparently, from what I gathered from the internet, they're keeping them there until the investigation's complete.
Yeah.
I understand that. But, yeah, it's pretty fascinating watching, you know, we were there on a Sunday, but, you know, the process is going to be ongoing. Apparently, they're looking towards the end of May to get some area open. Right now, it's only open for commercial vessels with underneath the usable area under the bridge, but it'll be quite a process. It's going to take years, literally, to get I would imagine the debris out of there, or the for the most part, but
yep.
Yeah, it's
just got the answer. They're taking the debris to Tide Point.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I didn't know the name of the
yeah. Thanks, Don. Yep.
Oh, Captain Don.
Yep.
Yeah,
he would know.
Another note: the kids are fishing Loch Raven and having really good success with large and smallmouth bass.
Oh, good.
And
I didn't know there were that many smallmouth in Loch Raven.
Eddie and Kayla, they find them. Loch Raven's open to boats now.
Right.
So the fishing season has kicked off there. My buddies, are starting to catch a few shad up in the Susquehanna.
Mm-hmm.
And the white perch have shown up down around I Rock, around the just north of the 95 bridge. So there's
okay.
And they're catching snakeheads right now too. So
yep, they're
starting to happen. I'm going to try to get out for snakeheads tomorrow if it's not blowing.
Yeah, it's been a little bumpy out there.
Yep, and I wish all the kids and whatnot luck with their turkey hunting.
You and I both. All right, ma'am.
Yeah.
Thanks for the update from the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
And then always will be in my eyes. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
All right, buddy.
Thanks,
take
man.
Care now. See ya.
You too.
Yeah, that's very sad. What's happening in our society? It really is. Don't get me started. Or you can if you want. 410-WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from any youth turkey hunters out there. Going to be a bumpy day out there with all that wind. Going to be hard to hear the birds. Birds going to be hard to hear you. So make the best of it. It looks like, at least here, going to be cloudy all day and exceptionally windy. All the way through. Not a lot of rain, 1%, same way tomorrow, but lots of wind. So they're calling for the wind to start really picking up about 9 o'clock here on the shore. 14 west wind, 14 mile an hour, and on from there. So Thursday looks okay for the opening day of turkey season, but it's going to rain Friday and who knows what after that. So stay tuned. Fishing season is kicking off. This little bump of warm weather helped out this week. Next week looks even better. Let's see. Yeah, in the mid to high 70s next week, here at least. Sunday, tomorrow, 75. 77 Monday, 75 Tuesday, Wednesday, 73 Thursday. So drop off a little bit on Friday, but you know what? Looks like a pretty good week coming up. Might want to get out there and do some fishing. And Lee gave you a couple good suggestions as well. All right. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Love to talk to you on any subject that you'd like to talk about. And go from there. I did talk to Jack Carver yesterday at Maryland Spray Lightings. He's liking a new mil-spec product for the spray-on truck bed liners, and you'll hear more about that on his upcoming commercial, but Right now, I want to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. I was talking to Mr. Clyde in his quote-unquote office yesterday, and I was looking at the supply of X-bolts in all calibers and all different models. The X-bolt series of bolt-action rifles from Browning is exceptional. Now, I have the precursor. I have the A-bolt. Very fine firearm. 300 Magnum is mine, and it just never shot badly. Let's put it that way. Put some good optics on that X-bolt, and you will have one of the finest deer rifles for the price that you can buy. The X-bolt comes with a medallion. There's Pro Series. There's several different ones that you can choose from, but lots of caliber choices. The X-Bolt medallion is a gloss, high-grade walnut stock with a rosewood end cap, a polished blued steel barrel, detachable rotary magazine, short throw bolt, adjustable trigger, bolt action firearm in all short magnums, and standard calibers of centerfire rifles. If you like the classic look of a classic rifle, you can't get it any better than an X-Bolt. Check it out. If you're into shooting sports, the Satori, the different models and grades of Satori over and under shotguns, take a look at those at Clyde Sports Shop. The Hunter Grade 1, the 725, the white, the Lightning model, they're beautiful. Over and under shotguns, reliable over and unders. Each one features what am I trying to say? Well, they've got the great features that you're looking for in a sporting clays trap or skeet shotguns. Chrome barrel, forcing cones, come with a lot of multiple choke tubes. You'll be glad you did. Take a look at those. The full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, /Halethorpe, 21227. They've been around since 1957, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. It's good to see Mr. Clyde there. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting, Clyde Sports Shop is open 7 days a week. Stop by, tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. Full line of fishing and crabbing stuff, too. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec Liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder. Across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound. But I am still around. I'll always be around, around, and around.
All right. How about that? The Highwayman. Great, great album. Great, great country song. Some of the greatest singers of all times. Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson, seen him in concert. Great concert down at the arena. Kris Kristofferson, one of the most disappointing concerts I've ever seen in my life. That was in the late 80s, at the old Fish Market in Baltimore. Do you remember that, the Fish Market? Yeah. Well, got to see him and a couple other folks down there as well. My wife at the time, Kathy, worked there. And, we got to see some pretty amazing concerts, but very disappointed Kris Kristofferson. Taylor Dane, saw her. Ben Vereen. Yeah, I remember that. Anyway, yeah, good idea there. Good idea there, Fred. I appreciate the photo, but yeah, that could be bad. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And what else did I want to tell you folks today? Oh, Crisfield. Yeah. You know, Crisfield has had some hard times. They had a tremendous flood there a couple of years ago. Came through town. Of course, the shutdown, COVID, that was no good. But they are rebounding to some degree, but not like it was. But they're trying. They're trying. They're really trying hard. The Chamber of Commerce has had some changes in leadership. I don't know. Have you ever been to Crisfield? Do you like Crisfield? You've been to the events, the Hard Crab Derby and some of the other events down there? The events go on and continue to be popular, but on a day-to-day basis, the town is just not thriving. It's just not what it used to be, and it's sad. I mean, I love the place. I do some great business down there, some great people down there, great seafood, but it's like a lot of places that just, you know, have seen their heyday and they're trying to rebuild. The environment didn't help them very much, but what do you think? Have you been to Crisfield? 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Also going to throw the night rifle thing out there again. I have come into possession of two night rifles, night muzzleloader rifles. Both of them are in line, but both of them take number 11 caps. I don't know what condition they're in. I believe they're empty, but they definitely need some TLC. They need some 10 or 11 care. Great rifles back in the day, as far as I can tell. But if anybody would like to have a project, let me know. You can work on these. You can work on these night rifles if you like. If you like the brand, if you're an aficionado, if you're looking for something, I would not, quite frankly, recommend, you know, one of these for a kid until you know you got it into better shape than they are right now. It's not exactly the easiest machine to take apart and put back together and maintain and clean and that type of thing, but. Like I said, back in the day, they were the stuff. So, anyway, let me know. Anybody like to email me with any ideas, we'd love to hear from you. It's Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Photos for the upcoming Maryland Loves Crabs. Any invasive photos of blue catfish or snakeheads, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Spring turkey, youth turkey pictures for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. All these things are going to converge here in the next couple of weeks. We're working on multiple platforms with all three magazines, trying to get them all out as soon as possible. Not sure what order they'll be coming out in, but they'll all be coming out here very, very soon. So busy spring, three magazines at the same time. Stories, we'll take stories, we'll take recipes, we'll take seafood recipes, we'll take snakehead catfish recipes, we'll take ideas, suggestions, photos. You know, this book is about Maryland, you know, primarily. Maryland loves crabs, and we've published recipes from listeners in the past, we've published photos. It's all about friends and family and get together in Maryland. And, you know, I've been blessed to be able to talk to some of the people in the industry, from the retail guys selling crabs by the dozen to the crabbers, to the wholesale guys that are, you know, trying to make a living importing the crabs from various states and that type of thing. So we've got it all. So that's what I do. That's our living. That's our livelihood, is the publishing business and the radio show, too, to some degree. But 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I'm sure we have a caller on the line. R&D, is that what it is? R&D, Pasadena. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing, Alan?
Good, man. How are you?
I'll talk to you about Crisfield.
Yeah, go ahead.
I seen a concert down there in the 90s. It was John Anderson and Aaron Tippin.
Yeah.
But we have a mutual friend that's kind of popular down there, is Lou Compton.
Oh, Lou. Yeah. Lou texted me the other day. Lou and I have been talking about our adventures in diabetes. And, yeah, Lou's a great guy. I've known Lou for a long time. And, you know, he's very instrumental in helping us when he was on the Wildlife Advisory Committee, and still involved with Maryland Bow Hunter Society. Got to see him here not that long ago. So,
yeah, I was going to go into that too at the MBS Bank, because I saw you and got to see Doug and see his great mouth that they did for him. And
Doug Wigfield.
Yep. But Lou Compton was actually my NAFS teacher.
Yep.
I'm probably going to go back to probably maybe 2009 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, we went down there to Goldsboro. Him and a couple other guys put on a class for us to get trained to do that for the school.
National Archery in the Schools program. Great program.
Yep. Sure is.
Great program. So.
And but that's about it.
And you know the coordinator now, Ashley. She's taken a lot. I think three or four bears here in Maryland. Two or three of them are in the record book, and her dad took a nice bear last year, year before, and he's in the record book too. So
talk about Mary Beth or
no, that she's a bow hunter society. I'm talking about NASP.
Oh, okay.
Yep, talking about NASP. So, but no, everything is copacetic, man. That's for sure. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alan.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bye bye.
See you, buddy. Thanks. Yep. Yep. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680. I'm sitting here looking at my dog's ears. Yeah. Why? I don't know. Oh, you're just beautiful. Yes, you are. Yes, and you know you are. Yes. Yes, you burn a doodle crazy dog. Yes. Always nice to do a radio show with a dog in your lap. You know? That's what's fun about doing it from here. I sit here, and if it the room gets cold, I reach over and I touch a button, and the gas fireplace insert fires up, and I've got a beautiful fire in front of me. We got that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and we talk about it extensively for the past few years. It's a gas fireplace insert. You know, our lives wouldn't be the same if we didn't have it, I will tell you that. Come back here in the evening and sit down, and if you want to leave all the lights out, maybe just turn the TV on or something like that, sit here with that fireplace rocking and rolling, beautiful, feel that heat, you know, the fan blowing the heat out. Nice. Nice for chilly evenings, you know, the room cools off a little bit. The fireplace comes on for a minute, warms everything back up to temperature. You set the temperature whatever you want. If you want the room 72 degrees, you set it on 72 degrees. If it gets down to 71, fireplace comes on, just like that. Yep. And that's, you know, that's one of the benefits of doing the radio show from home, because I can tell you about all this stuff and relate it to our sponsors. Backyard Billy's has, you know, all the gas fireplace inserts. They've got the pellet fireplace inserts. They've got the wood fireplace inserts. They've got the freestanding pellet and wood stoves. They've got these electric heaters. As far as an insert is concerned, some of the HOAs and housing communities don't want you to have gas, or the places aren't, you know, wired for gas, but you've got a fireplace. You know, you can't burn wood, so what do? You put an electric fireplace insert in there. Backyard Billy's has done lots and lots of those in and around Queen Anne's County, that's for sure. You know, and then, you know, they've got the barbecue grills, too. They've got the Big Green Egg. They've got the Kamado Joe. Those are those big egg-shaped ceramic grill cookers. You cook with charcoal. In those, you can smoke whatever you want and control everything. But then they have the pellet grill by Traeger. Memphis makes another pellet grill, which is really nice, stainless steel, all stainless steel. Comes with the cabinetry as well. All this at Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillys.com. That phone number is 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look great if it's heat you want. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And now I want to tell you about my favorite tire shop, Spurry's Tires, located at the corner of Elliott and Dover Road, right here in Easton. You know, folks, everybody has a car. Everybody's going to need service. Everybody's going to need tires. And Spurry's has the tires. ATVs and UTVs, any kind of trailer, boat trailer, utility trailer, landscape trailer. It doesn't matter if single wheel, tandem axle, whatever it might be, they've got the tires. And any type of tire for any car. If you ever stop by there, you'll see what I mean. There's tires everywhere. Bridgestone and Firestone, American-made tires is what they like and prefer. But if you need a Michelin or a Yokohama or something else, they've got that as well. They have the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And if you have any machinery in your backyard or your barnyard, well, need a tire? Whatever it is, planter, sprayer, cultivator, picker, they've got the tires. They've got tractor tires. They've got garden tractor tires. They've got lawnmower tires. They've got, you get the point. Spurries offers not only tire repair, but full-service automotive repair. They check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on and you panic. What could be wrong? Take it to Spurries. They'll tell you what's wrong, and then they'll fix it. They have a 24-hour truck service, and all that has kept Spurries customers, including Robin and me and our families, very happy and very satisfied for over 30 years. You can stop by, no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurries Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384 for a price, if you like. No appointment needed. Just walk in. They'll fit you in when they can. 410-822-7384. Visit the website, spurriestire.com. Spurries Tire Service. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
It sits above the mantel on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog, and it backed a burglar down when Grandma took the safety off Granddaddy's gun.
It's just a like that song. Yep, like that song. Used to admire my granddaddy's guns, that's for sure. Captain Don, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you?
Been a while.
It's been a while since I'm on the radio. We text back and forth with interesting stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely texting, that's for sure. But nice to have you on the radio. So.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, I was listening to Mr. Lee's call, and
yep.
The tear in the eye, as it were, and I can only tell you that I look at the Key Bridge area now.
Yeah.
From my bedroom window and from my deck. So it's like part of the yard. You know, we look back and it's the Key Bridge. So the activity that's going on now out there with the barges and cranes. And
sure.
It's just, it's something to watch. But
it's gonna go on. It's gonna continue to go on for a long time till they get that thing rebuilt.
So. Yeah. And I think they were pretty conservative on their estimates of how long this is going to take.
Right.
I think that when you get everyone together, all the people that technical folks, the people that are going to do the work.
Yeah.
I think there's enough capacity to move that stuff out of there and open the shipping lane back up.
No question.
Mr. Lee was, he was mentioning about a reference to opening it up to recreational traffic, and I think that's an indication that things are going to move ahead. And
sure.
As long as the politicians don't get their big egos involved with this thing.
Well, we had a historic Waterman family the other day show up on the scene. How his ancestors were watermen and crabbers on the bay in the 1800s. You remember that, right? Same guy that took the train over the Key Bridge.
Oh yeah. Actually, I was supposed to meet him that day at the little train station at the Curtis Bay Coast Guard terminal. Yeah, we were going to have lunch.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and I think he forgot where it was.
That's very possible. I got an email. This is a cute one. I won't refer to the whole thing, but he basically says Biden the other day had some amazing stories about how his family in the 1800s were watermen and crabbers on the Chesapeake Bay. These stories must be published in your magazine. No joke, man.
My gosh. The guy is just, plagiarism.
Whatever he can say at the moment,
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sure his family was involved in the Oyster Wars, too,
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, whatever. I don't know. It's so crazy. But, I was shaken out of bed that morning when the bridge was hit.
Yeah.
Natalie is a hard sleeper. She's a sound sleeper. And she woke up and she said, did the house just move?
Wow.
But I think what I'll never forget is it felt like a little a small earthquake, but I'll never forget the sound of the rolling thunder.
Yeah.
Now, if you hear a thunder clap, it might last, a second.
Yeah.
This thing went on for maybe 10 seconds. Now, if you think 10 seconds of rolling sound of thunder, that's pretty poignant, I guess you'd say. But
and that's all the longer it took, which is just absolutely amazing to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that ship is still there, as far as I can see in the pictures. Correct.
Well, I just looked out the window and it's still there.
Still there, yeah.
That's it. I guess the other thing is that when I looked out the window, because something was going on, I thought it was like some kind of a weird storm.
Yeah.
But there was no storm. You could see the stars.
Yeah.
So I looked to the power plant, and I looked over to what used to be Spires Point, Tide Point now.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't see anything. I didn't think to look specifically at the Key Bridge.
Right, because it's going to be there.
Yeah, but recollecting, trying to think back, like right then, an hour or two afterwards, what I remember is an absence of light, because the Key Bridge lights up that channel, that area.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't see anything, but I couldn't get back to sleep. I jumped back up and looked out. Then I turned on my little old digital scanner.
Yeah.
For the fire department, and
that thing lit up, I bet.
I tell you what, it's something. What I remember is Engine 57 calling in, and Engine 57 is the closest city fire engine to the Key Bridge, to Fort Armstead. And the guy on the radio says, the Key Bridge has fallen into the Patapsco River.
Oh.
Now, I've heard thousands of emergency transmissions on radios.
Sure.
Emotion, attitude, all this kind, all these things that you would hear during an emergency. This guy was not upset. He was very calm and collected when he said that. He happened to be stuck in traffic a little bit right there because he had jumped up onto the beltway.
Right.
695. But the other radio transmission that I didn't actually hear right then, but was the officer of Engine 6, the Baltimore County fire station from Dundalk. And I can hear attitude and emotion and voices. I mean, I've done a
right.
lot of time hearing that, reacting to it. And he called in and said, and I'll never forget that, the Key Bridge is gone. It's gone.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, this is something, but...
Wow.
So what I did is...
Kind of like the guy on the Relief Factor ad, huh? I took Relief Factor for 3 weeks, and I'm telling you, the pain, it's gone. You don't understand. It's gone.
Yeah.
I can imagine shock and awe at that moment, you know, and what else do you say?
Yeah.
You know?
Even the police officers on, listen to those radio transmissions of the toll facilities police. And, I mean, one guy, he called in a Mayday. He didn't know, you know, usually Mayday is, I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he said, Mayday. And then, gosh, how could he be in trouble? But it's hard to put all that together, but they did. I grabbed my old fire helmet, my coat, and I went up to Fort Armstead as the command post was being established, and just watched how professional those guys were. I mean, they just went like it was a training exercise. They knew what to do. The divers were getting their stuff together, and that little, that command post that was started became the unified command, because that's how command builds on these type of incidents.
Right.
And not to get too technical, but eventually it became the unified command, and that's running the entire operation now. But and to talk about renaming it, well, I never liked naming buildings and properties and things like that after people. I never liked that. I liked a neighborhood or an event or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that came to me when I heard something like that was the Patapsco Outer Clark Crossing or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, Fort McHenry, for instance.
Yeah.
Where did Fort McHenry come from? Who was McHenry? Where did Patapsco come from?
Right.
These are all historic folks, or in this case around here, you know, Indian chiefs. And so you can always find something.
Well, there, Indian chiefs are okay.
Yep.
Unless you name a sports team after.
Exactly. I was just going to say that without trying to say it the right way.
But you can just say it right out on this show, buddy, you know?
Yeah. But even Baltimore, I mean, Lord Baltimore, he's got to have some vices in his back pocket somewhere. So.
Sure.
So anyway, I hope they don't get into all that. But I think that bridge is going to be, the channel's going to be open a little faster than they thought it was going to open. And there's too many people pushing the car down the road.
Yeah.
And as long as, like I said, the politics and the egos and the, you know, again, I want to try to find a piece of the track that was under that bridge somewhere with that train on. But
I haven't seen them reclaim any of the railroad track at all. So thank goodness there were no railroad cars on there, or there was nobody, you know, going over it in a train at that point. That would have been even more devastating.
Oh my, where's this country going to?
But you gotta wonder, don't you?
In a handbasket.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but it's been interesting these few weeks, and I've been trying to move furniture and things from a property that we're selling up in Massachusetts.
Right.
All back down here to Baltimore. I've been busy doing that. But
you got your hands full.
I can't wait to get back on the water. And,
well, it looks like you can crab right off your deck from what you sent me yesterday.
Oh, I'm telling you, well, that's Kenny's property down
here
in Grays Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, the attention that we're all stripers and trollers, except for the like tackle folks. I always get into this with Mr. Lee about the trolling versus the light tackle. And
yeah.
Well, you know, all that. It's so interesting to hear Mr. Lee
talk
about he and his family. But yeah, some of our guys are looking at those blue cats because they're right down there outside of the Magafee.
Yeah.
Right around that the Bay Bridge. And it's something that, you know, catching a couple of those big catfish is pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, you know, if you're a fisherman and you're only worried about, you know, a jerk on one end of the line waiting for a jerk on the other, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. A 40-pound fish is a 40-pound fish, you know?
Yeah.
To me, I mean, you know, I like just having fun. I don't care what, you know, what pajamas that fish wears. It's just fine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And, you know, the snakeheads are out there, but, Kenny... Our buddy Kenny, he went out the other day, and they caught several of these big blue catfish, and they took them back, and they cooked them up, and Kenny's wife said, well, what is this? What is it? Well, that's a blue cat. I said, man, that's pretty good.
Good stuff, yeah.
And they enjoyed it.
And yeah.
They didn't bleed it out, which everybody's saying that's the way to go.
Oh, yeah, you could. You should. You probably should, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate the call. Nice hearing from you.
Okay, take care.
Yep, stay in touch.
Our regards to Robin.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, man.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, man. Take care. Thank you. All right, let's see. I think we did our last spots. Why don't we just – let's talk to Clay, and then we'll finish up with our commercials going to the end. How's that sound? Does that sound good here? All right, let's talk to Clay. Good morning, Clay. How are you?
Sounds good to me, I'll tell you. Hey, Alan. Good morning. Hey, you guys were talking about the radio conversations the morning that the bridge collapsed.
Yes.
I know a couple MDTA police that were out there at that time.
Right.
They did an incredible job getting the bridge closed.
Sure.
But just at the time that the dispatcher sent one of the cars up the bridge to get the construction workers off, he had just sent them. And that cop radioed back. He says, okay, I'm starting up there. The bridge is down. The bridge is in the river. It's gone. He said, you better notify. And then he paused and he says, oh, hell, you better notify everybody.
That makes sense. Yeah. Notify everybody. That's right.
I thought that was pretty funny, though.
Oh, yeah.
Notify everybody.
Everybody. But, yeah. Well, I will give credit where credit is due. These first responders and police and everybody that was responsible for getting that thing closed and keeping the traffic from jumping on there. I mean, it was an amazing effort and amazing cooperation, between law enforcement and, you know, first responders and everybody else that was supposed to do what they were supposed to do. And the fact that there wasn't any greater loss of life just, you know, speaks volumes to their professionalism and their response time. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So,
and as far as Biden and the train, now he did say that he'd been across the bridge many times coming from Wilmington in
yep.
car or train.
Uh-huh.
He did say that. But you know Maryland, I know Maryland very, very well. I know the Eastern Shore well. I know Delaware well.
Right.
There's no way, even by car, anybody's going to going to be on the Key Bridge going from Wilmington to Washington.
Correct.
There's no way. So
I get it.
Everything that he said was wrong.
Yes, indeed. What else is new? What else is new? That's a daily thing right there. So,
yeah.
All right.
I'll say. Anyway, I'll let you go because the clock is winding down.
It is. Thanks, Clay. We'll stay in touch all the time, buddy. Appreciate it. Thanks, Clay. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m., and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we don't have time for another caller. We're just about out of time, but I want to thank everybody for chiming in today. Keep an eye on the weather. But, look, we got a great week coming up. Good weather, warm temperatures. I hope you're able to get out there and do some fishing or do some turkey hunting this coming week. And keep those pictures and recipes coming in to Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Crabs, turkeys, deer, snakeheads, catfish, you name it. Send them to us and we'll consider them for publication. We're looking for a cover, by the way, for Maryland Loves Crabs. Maybe you got a decent picture. See what happens. Anyway, folks, my name is Alan Ellis. For Robin and I, get out, stay safe. Keep close to your family. Give them a hug. Love the Lord. See you next week.